Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Time for Tuesday Tech Talk. We are all short on time, so we have to prioritize, and that goes for technology too. With us to talk about the most important things to do now, digital and social media strategy expert Scott Kleinberg. Good morning, Scott. So we're talking about some order to follow when it comes to how we handle our personal technology. Is that it?
That's it. Good morning, Bob. So people often tell me that they don't have time to do all of these things. And what I usually do is offer to help them prioritize. So I say, if you only have time to do X, you should do Y. And that led me to believe that this information would be valuable to a wider audience.
Sounds smart. Okay, what's the first thing that we should focus on?
Number one is back up your data. And I know it doesn't sound exciting, but it's absolutely essential. Because think about it. Everything we care about, photos, contacts, documents, it all lives on our devices. And we can easily forget how fragile that can be. If you lose your phone, if you drop it in water, or if your device is attacked by malware, it's pretty much game over unless you've backed up. So set up automatic backups through iCloud or Google Drive, or use an external hard drive if you feel better. Once it's automated, you really don't have to give it much thought.
Yeah, we are guilty of putting that off. It's one of those I'll get to it sort of things, isn't it?
It really is. And that's what everyone says right before disaster strikes. The goal is to be able to set it and forget it so you're covered all the time.
Hmm. All right. That's number one. What's number two?
Passwords. And cleaning up your passwords is one of the easiest yet most overlooked things people can do. And, you know, we talk about it all the time, but we reuse weak passwords everywhere. And that's like locking your front door but leaving the windows wide open. So use a password manager to create unique passwords for every site you go to. And it will take you a little bit of time, but then everything will be auto-filled the next time you go there and secure.
That sounds easier than juggling 50 notes or putting post-its all over the place, right?
It really is so much easier. And, you know, many password managers will alert you if one of your accounts is part of a data breach. So that actually gives you a head start on being able to fix it.
And I know I ask you this once a month, but are we any closer to doing away with passwords altogether? Because I think that we're going to look back on this era of trying to remember a zillion different passwords as being as clunky as the old AOL startup sound. So what is eventually going to take the place of passwords, and when?
You know, oh my goodness. Well, we're getting closer, but it's a very, very slow movement. And what's replacing them are pass keys. And you're starting to see these on a lot of different devices, on a lot of different websites where it says, would you like to save a pass key for this website? And that means you use your thumbprint or you use your face ID, and it automatically logs you in. The beautiful thing about pass keys is they work across devices. So you no longer have to remember passwords. It's secure through your thumbprint or your fingerprint. It's just a safer way to do it. But because the technology is so vast, it's going to require time. But yeah, we're getting closer. And you're absolutely right. As you were asking me the question, I was thinking, boy, someday it's going to be like the AOL dial-up sound. And you said it. So it's exactly right.
That's it. All right. Let's get back to your list. We're at number three. What's number three?
Number three is software updates, and definitely don't put them off. I know it is so tempting to hit that button that says remind me later, but those updates are more than new features. They're often patching serious security holes, and that's really important even though you can't see them. So schedule your updates for times when you're not using your device. Overnight's a great time because then it's done automatically, and a fully updated phone or computer is so much less likely to get hacked, and it usually runs smoothly.
So you're saying those little notifications really do matter, don't they?
They matter a lot.
Talking with Scott Kleinberg about the most important things to do as far as making sure your phones, tablets, and computers are in top shape. What's next on your list, Scott?
Well, it's number four, and it's digital decluttering. So that means delete apps that you don't use, clean out old downloads, maybe go through some of those photos. You know, sometimes you have duplicates, so you want to get rid of some of those. Devices fill up fast, and you don't realize how much of that is true until you see that message that says storage full. So doing a quick cleanup every few months keeps things fast and manageable. And honestly, it is satisfying to open your phone or computer and actually find what you need.
I went to my settings yesterday, and does everybody realize how simple it can be? Because you can actually see what's taking up the most space and then delete. It's pretty simple, isn't it?
It's simple. To answer your question, I don't think people know about it by default. I don't think the phone companies do a really good job in telling you that it's there. I think they guide you to there once it's there, but you need to know beforehand. And it actually gives you hints. It actually says you can save X amount of space if you do the following. It's very clear and very helpful, and I highly recommend it.
So you would just go to settings, and this is for an iPhone, but it's easy to find, isn't it?
It's under settings. I believe it's general, and I believe it's, I'm just trying to remember from memory, it's iPhone storage.
Right.
It's not iCloud storage. That's different. iPhone storage is actually what's on your physical device.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
People talk about inbox zero when it comes to being organized, when there's nothing in your inbox. I don't think that's possible, is it? And do you really need to get to zero?
I got to tell you, Bob, I am absolutely terrible at achieving inbox zero. I am happy with inbox tolerable.
Yeah, that makes more sense. And that brings us to your fifth important thing on the list.
Yeah. Review your privacy and security settings. So over time, apps collect permissions you probably don't need anymore. Things like location tracking, camera access, contacts. Take a few minutes and look through those settings. Turn on two-factor authentication. That is so important for your most important accounts, for any account really. And, you know, it's a small extra step that gives you a massive security boost.
Yeah, that's a good one. Your privacy and security settings. Most of us don't even know what we have in there. And this feels like something that everybody, all of us should be doing right now.
It really does. And honestly, Bob, you don't have to go deep into the weeds. It's just a few small tweaks, and they can really help you stay protected and make you aware of what's being shared in the background.
So the five things on your list, one, back up your data, two, fix your passwords, three, install updates, four, declutter, and five, tighten privacy settings. Did I forget anything there?
No, that's absolutely a perfect summary. I would say do those five things and your digital life really, really instantly becomes safer, faster, and less stressful.
Okay, let's go to the Genius Bar, and a listener texted this question. It's kind of depressing, but it's actually a very good question. Good morning, Bob. A topic suggestion for Scott Kleinberg. What needs to be done with personal technology after a loved one passes?
That's a very, very interesting question. So I can tell you from the technology side, I don't have a legal background, of course, but when someone dies, their technology, their phones, their laptops, even their accounts become part of their estate. So you want to absolutely, whatever the device is, you want to secure it immediately. You want to check and see what accounts are on there. You should designate a digital executor in your will. I mean, if it's something you can do beforehand to handle these kinds of data transfers, you definitely do not want to erase devices right away, because you want to back up photos, you want to back up documents, and you don't want to cancel phone service because you want to make sure you can log into everything. Thinking from the social media side, I know Facebook and Instagram, they can memorialize an account with the proof of death. So basically, it says something to the effect that this person is no longer with us, but it allows you to celebrate the memories and the things that are on there. I know X, formerly Twitter, deactivates accounts for a verified family member. I remember reading about that. And you can plan ahead. I don't know. You were talking before, Bob, about things that people don't know on iPhones. iPhone has this thing called Apple's Legacy Contact. That is something under your settings where you can give up to five people that actually act as legacy contacts in the case of death. And that way, Apple will reach out to those people and give them access. Because you hear stories all the time about how people have to try to guess a person's password to log in and do all these things. That Legacy Contact actually works around that. Google has something similar, but I'm not as familiar. It's Inactive Account Manager, but that's not just in the case of death. That's if an account is not used for a certain period of time. So it's one of those things where we always say the things on your devices are just as important as a physical document, like a will or just anything like that. And when it comes to your digital stuff, you kind of need to have its own plan.
Yeah, that's very important to talk about. You said that Apple setting is legacy settings, was that?
It's called Legacy Contact, and oh my goodness, for me to tell you exactly where it is, let me think about it. I don't look at this often. It's one of those things you set up and you don't go back to, but it would probably be under your settings. I would have to imagine it's under the security settings, under settings. So settings, whatever security is. And Legacy Contact has actually been around for several years on an iPhone. And I remember setting it up when the feature first came out and, you know, just a loved one, but you could have up to five people. And basically, when you contact Apple at the point to say this person has passed away, they're able to see through the legacy contacts, or you can let them know through the legacy contacts that you're one of those people. And hopefully the process of getting access is easier, because that's obviously a very stressful time. Mm-hmm. But because, like we talked about before, so much of our lives live on our devices, you know, you want to make sure that people who need to have access have access.
Yeah, I have to believe over the years, Scott, you've heard from people, a family member, a close family member passes away, and then the kids can't get into any of their accounts. So that's a reason to at least give somebody else your password information and your logins, right?
It is definitely a reason to do that. And I'll tell you what, one of the things in terms of what I've heard over the years is people being absolutely flabbergasted that they can't get access to these accounts. They're like, but what am I supposed to do? This person is no longer alive. I need to be able to get to my bank statements. And it's not that a company doesn't want to. I mean, they obviously feel for the person's loss. But by law, by whatever is written about these things, they can't just give it to someone. You also don't know if that person is actually legitimate. With everything happening today, with AI, with people impersonating, how do you know? It's a matter of keeping things safe. That's why these features that are built in are so important. And you've said so many times over the years when we've had these conversations, just a little bit of time looking around the settings can teach you things that will be so helpful later on down the line.
Absolutely. Good to know. And I know some people are going to be thinking, I would like to send this conversation to somebody else. You can do that. Later on, we'll post this at WGNradio.com. Scott Kleinberg. Thank you, Scott. Talk to you next week.
Take care, Bob.